Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
When I was starting to see where the problem lay and why I was having to pay, I said, this isn't really about my health. It's something to do with increasing your wealth. They said, what country do you think you're living in? Cuba? Sweden?
Before President Hugo Chavez's election in 1998, millions of Venezuelans had no access to any health care at all, not medical, not dental, or optical. None. Upon his election, he worked with Cubans to send their doctors, dentists, and optical personnel to Venezuela to set up thousands of free neighborhood walk-in clinics. In exchange, Cuba received desperately needed fuel. The program is called Mission Barrio El Dentro. The Venezuelan government has expanded services to include sophisticated diagnostic and treatment centers. All these services are free, including cancer treatments and drugs for chronic and seriously ill patients. Neighborhood clinics supply free drugs to their patients, dentistry, and even optical exams with two pairs of eyeglasses a year. These are all available at no cost to the patients. According to the medical journal Social Change and Health Policy in Venezuela, quote, the key aspect of these centers is that they are located within the neighborhood and in the marginalized zones of the large cities. Each primary care post covers 250 to 300 families. By 2003, primary medical care coverage was achieved for almost 70% of the Venezuelan population for whom primary care was previously unavailable. This represents over 18 million people. If we can't get decent care through our privatized system that services insurance companies first and patients as an afterthought, if at all, maybe we ought to take a tip from Venezuela and start hiring Cuban doctors who seem much better equipped and capable at providing top-notch medical care regardless of what a person can pay. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.